You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Plenty of cities and towns in Wisconsin have their claims to fame. Maybe an iconic product is made there, or one of their residents reached celebrity status. But only one community can say that it chose to break away from the state of Wisconsin. And that is Winneconne, a village near Oshkosh. In 1967, in response to a map-making error, it declared itself a sovereign state, something residents still gather to celebrate every July. Wisconsin Today producer Colleen Leahy traveled to Winneconne during this year's Sovereign State Days to learn more about its history.
I had no trouble at all finding Winneconne.
In a quarter mile, turn right onto US 151 North, East Washington Avenue.
I didn't get lost once on the nearly two-hour drive from my house in Madison to the small town on the shores of Lake Winneconne and the Wolf River.
Your destination is on the left.
But I probably shouldn't brag about how easy it was for me to find it. Winneconneans are a bit sensitive about the subject.
Because we were left off the map.
That's Jordan Dunham, president of Winneconne Sovereign State Board. You heard that right. Sovereign State Board. We'll get there.
It all started back in 1967. When a salesman from Milwaukee came to town, and he was complaining that he couldn't find Winneconne on the map.
It turned out this traveling salesman wasn't just bad at directions. Winneconne was actually not on the map. This was in 1967, before GPS. People had to use actual physical maps. And a lot of people, especially people who liked to fish, wanted to get to Winneconne.
Because, you know, we're our fishing village, Andy. People couldn't see us on the map. They didn't know where to go.
So Vera Kitchen, who was president of the Winneconne Chamber of Commerce, wrote a letter to the governor of Wisconsin, Warren P. Knowles, where she requested that Winneconne be put back on the map. But his response was less than satisfactory. Governor Knowles wrote that during the printing process, the name of Winneconne was, quote,
obliterated.
And the mistake just wasn't caught during proofreading. Quote,
the safeguards have been established to prevent such occurrences in the future. It will definitely appear on the 1968 map.
That was not good enough for Winneconne. So?
We seceded from the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah. Seceded from the state of Wisconsin.
That's Winneconne in a nutshell. If we can do something, we're going to do it, essentially. They're going to have fun and make it a fun event. So.
That's Christina Williams. She's lived in Winneconne for 4 years. I talked to her at the annual Sovereign State Days Parade. It's part of a four-day extravaganza that's been going on for nearly 60 years. This year, it featured a magic show, a meat raffle, a softball tournament, a 5K run, a petting zoo, a motorcycle ride, bounce houses, just to name a few. All to celebrate the town's secession from the state of Wisconsin on July 21st, 1967, which, all in all, lasted either several minutes or exactly 1 minute, depending on who you ask. But if you really want to understand the Winneconne mindset, you have to look at their flag.
You can see this is a dodo bird. That was Sovereign State's bird. My name is Mary Lou Schrader. I am on the board of the Winneconne Historical Society. Down there is poison ivy. So that's our flower. Over here is a stinky skunk. That's our animal. And down there is our fish, which is a sheephead. They're just not liked fish. So they picked all unlikable things. And of course, in the middle, it's got Sovereign State of Winneconne. We like it where? Because we weren't on the map. So that's how that slogan started.
The great PR stunt slash practical joke that is Sovereign State Days took a lot of people to get off the ground. But there is one person in particular who's really important in this history. Remember that letter to Governor Knowles demanding that Winneconne be put back on the map? The woman who wrote that letter, president of the Winneconne Chamber of Commerce, born and raised in Winneconne, was Vera Kitchen.
It was all her idea. She spearheaded the entire thing. My name is Kay Larson, and I am Vera's niece. Vera was definitely a woman ahead of her time. She was a leader in every aspect of life.
She was a very strong-willed, firecracker, creative person. My name is Lori Meyerhofer-Fisher, and I am Vera Kitchen's niece.
Vera's nieces both told me she was the kind of person who had boundless energy. She was always working.
She owned an ice cream shop.
She was also a teacher in a one-room schoolhouse.
She owned a restaurant.
She ran that herself and did everything herself.
She owned a gas station.
She would change oil and tires and, yeah.
And on top of all that, Vera was the self-appointed custodian and prime minister of the kitchen cabinet of the sovereign state of Winneconne.
She just had one of those minds that she could see things, like that vision with sovereign state, that whole thing. I mean, you look at that time in 67, how many women were even in that realm?
Vera Kitchen died in 2012. She was 98. After I went to the Sovereign State Parade, there was one more thing I wanted to see. But I quickly realized that I couldn't find it.
No luck. I'm starting to feel afraid that maybe I walked past it.
Just like that traveling salesman back in 1967, I was lost.
We got Kemp, we got Nimmer, we got McDonald, we got Briggs. I am looking for a kitchen. Where is she?
Almost everyone I met in Winneconne told me they love their community because of the small town feel. Everywhere you go, there's a kind face. Everyone knows everyone. And when I did finally find what I was looking for...
I found it. Vera Wenzel Kitchen, born March 25th, 1914, died October 3rd, 2012.
I wish that everyone in Winneconne, and that I, had the chance to know Vera, too.
Her gravestone says, "What's next? I am ready." Oh, so cool.
For Wisconsin Today, I'm Colleen Leahy.
Special thanks to Sarah Hopeful for technical direction on that piece, and to Lee Rayburn for being the voice of Governor Warren P. Knowles.